This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For us to get into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the point of view of the DJV showers. The showers include me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is off this week, but Rich McFadden is here from Radio America, so we'll get his slant, his take on a lot of these issues that have been researched, as usual, every week of the year, 52 weeks a year. We go through the stories and the people, so the list is complete as far as, well, I'm sure there are other things that sometimes wind their way into the conversation as we look at it from the perspective of people who do talk radio every day of the week, talking about lots of different things. But this is for the News Talk stations, and there are usual, there's the usual disagreement on what makes the stories ring with most of us. People list as well. You can find them at Talkers Magazine. Number 10 on the week, this week, is Andrew Yang entering the race for mayor of New York City. He was running for president, wasn't he?
He was the one that wanted the guaranteed income. Remember, he talked about the $1,000 guaranteed income thing that you'd get. He got actually more popular.
All we need is another socialist, huh?
Well, yeah, I know, that's true. But he got more popular than I think most people thought that he would. He kind of entered with not a lot of name recognition. So
yeah.
I think he's going to use that, propel it. And certainly, I can't say that de Blasio is winning many friends in New York. So someone who might be able to come out on a national stage, speak out against him, might have a chance.
All right, so you're ready for my politically incorrect take on this? Richie's going to love this.
Okay.
So Andrew Yang, I'm going to guess with that name, is of Chinese descent, yes?
I don't know what his background is. He's Asian, yes. He's Asian-American.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that fly, given the focus on China, the COVID, the Chinese are spying on America? I can see something, and I'm not saying that this is true or even, but I can hear because of social media somebody suggesting the fact that if he is of Chinese background, can he be trusted because we can't just trust the Chinese? Don't expect that not to come up. Because it will.
I do. I actually don't expect that to come up.
I do.
Sounds. Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah. He's very. I mean, he's very much a business owner. He runs businesses. He's very Americanized. I think people are really, and they should be worried about the people that they can't see publicly. The people who have interwoven themselves into offices
business.
Like we saw Fang Fang get their way into Eric Swalwell's bedroom and his office allegedly, and put interns on his staff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. The people that we aren't seeing, I think, is probably where more of our concern should be.
Well, you've got the Russians that are doing all the hacking. You have the Chinese spying on Americans using the Caribbean phone companies. Man, I would think that there'd be a lot of people paying close attention. One would only hope paying close attention to that. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise and his meltdown have attracted. Anybody see the video or hear the audio of that?
Huh? And you know what? I have to say I agreed with everything he said.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't agree necessarily with the tone, but he said was absolutely right on. If you missed it, Tom Cruise sort of melts down on the set of Mission Impossible at like 84, you know.
Phil, see if you can find that audio, will you? I'd like to hear
it. You're going to have to bleep it because it's very much.
You got to find a bleeped version of it.
Yeah.
I got it.
So, play, if you got the beep version of it, Phil, just play it.
Hang on.
Oh, you're going to find it. Okay, all right. So anyway, the Tom Cruise story, and the follow-up was something that this was a nee-nee-nee-nee-nee kind of thing. Well, some people, the headline was, Crew Leaves Set of Movie. And when you read into that, it's the usual three people left because they were offended by his tone. Well, you know what? It's his movie. He's the guy who's going to make it or break it. And if he's not comfortable.
What is this? People are always a toxic work environment. Well, you know what? You're lucky to have a job right now.
Yeah.
And that's what Tom Cruise was saying. If we don't follow the restrictions, we're going to get shut down. And it's not just my job and your job, but it's thousands of people's jobs that we're actually providing right now with this movie.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Well, the thousands of people reference is that other movie studios are watching the production of this one to see whether they can start up.
Yeah.
And so that's why he was saying this is so important. And, yeah, he went off the rails for sure. But at the same time, you know, he had a point. He's like, listen, you know, we've got other movie studios watching us, and if this goes well, they can start production again. So this is not just us.
All right, so here's the audio.
We are the gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us, because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance company. Producer. And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And if I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. So if you ever do it again.
That's pretty much to the point.
So I have two questions.
Yes,
one.
He's got a mask on.
On
a
box?
Really hear all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he stand on a box when he gave this speech?
He's a little short. Yes, we understand that.
And number two, who recorded it and released it, and do they still have a job today?
I'm guessing the answer to that is no, or nobody's going to stand up and say, oh, I did that.
That was me. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you. Number nine, the storm. That seemed to take over a lot of the focus here in the Northeast, where I am, anyway. The predictions were down where you were, Richie, in Washington. The Washington area is going to be bad, but it wasn't. And so we did Pennsylvania and New York and New England got pretty well walloped. But you know what? The thing that is so annoying about this is the news media referring to it as Stormageddon. It was 14 inches of snow, for God's sakes, and it's a week away from the, actually not even, Monday is the first day of winter officially. I mean, come on,
but didn't they say that New York got more snow over the weekend, like over this week, than they did in the entire year of 2019?
Yeah, but that says nothing. Go back to 2015. Richie, I bet you can remember. I think you were still... Were you still running the board in 2015, or was that, I don't remember?
No, character. Right.
In 2015, February of 2015, we had at my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, we had 11 feet even of snow that had fallen between December, January, and February, and we had 30-foot drifts. That was a snowstorm. Well, those were snowstorms. That was Snowmageddon. 14 inches of snow is a snowstorm. That's it. End of story. Stop falling for all of this stupid stuff from the news media. And the guys are, a storm is coming. We'll tell you how to deal with it at 11. Okay, that's the only thing that that's good for is their ratings. And you're dumb enough to fall for, well, I better keep the TV on so I can watch what's going to happen to the storm. Like, you can do something about it. No, sorry. No sale there. 14 after the hour, you are listening to the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Guided Investing. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a 5-lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Number 8 now on the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, if you will, of the top stories according to Talkers Magazine for this past week before Christmas. And number 8 is a focus once again on what's going to be reformed. There seems to be more. Didn't Obama say something this week about the difference between defunding and reforming? And I see that
they all
someplace.
Have, because they all know that the messaging is completely unpopular to say to defund the police.
Stupid.
Now, that doesn't mean that they don't want to do that, because that's exactly what they want to do. But Obama and Biden are smart enough and more seasoned politicians to say, maybe we shouldn't call it that.
Yeah,
so
right.
They've been caught on, I think Obama publicly said it, that the name was wrong, but Biden was actually caught on just on a secret recording basically saying, we got to stop with this. We're going to lose elections if we keep going with this message. So,
all right. I thought Richie started to say that. Number 7.
Well, did you hear about the Seattle City Council person who wants to defund the police, had to call 911 on a crime that she wants to make legal? So, like, somebody threw a rock through her thing, and she said in the past, you know, these people are poor, they're on drugs, they might have mental issues, we shouldn't be throwing them in jail. So somebody throws a rock through her thing, a mentally ill guy, and she wants to call the police on him.
That's the thing. It'd be laughable if it weren't so, if people didn't have to live with this. We've got a new district attorney in Los Angeles who is just... but you can do anything. You can resist arrest. It's not illegal anymore in L.A. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so
L.A.
crazy.
Has become a wasteland of nonsense as far as I'm concerned.
I am so curious to see what L.A. and New York looks like in 10 years. It's scary.
Not at this point. Well, I'm not even going there much this soon. And my son, whom you know, Richie, well, he sent me a note last night. He said this is the epicenter of craziness. With the COVID thing and the stuff being shut down, there's no leadership, and the government there in the state is out of control. Jennifer, you being who you are, I don't understand. I mean, you got to stay there because that's where your business is. But was it about 10,000 people a week are leaving California to go
to the largest? This year broke records for the amount of people leaving the state. And here's what's left: the very rich who can afford to be here and live comfortable lives, and the very poor. Middle class is being driven out of the state, and the middle class is what's going to make the state move. So I don't.
Doug, is your daughter leaving or staying? That's a curious one for me.
Well, they have to stay because they're both profs at UCLA. They like it? No, they don't. They don't like anything about the schools being closed. They want the schools open, you know, stuff like that. And there's no response from anybody in government there. 21 after the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Moving back into our focus, the top stories of the week, the top people list. Actually, I'll go through that very quickly with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn from the DJV show. We have our perspective on it. It becomes an ancillary accompaniment to the actual countdown with Michael Harrison every week. Tom Cruise on the people list at number 10. Andrew Yang, number 9. Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad at number 8. Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Okay, Mayor Pete. Number 7. The people are running in the runoff in Georgia, number 6. Kamala Harris, 5. The old fossils, Pelosi and McConnell, are tied at 4. Fauci is 3. Biden is 2, and Trump is 1. All right? Tony Fauci, did you know, Richie, he was 80 years old? I had no idea he was 80 years old. God love him.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah, it's what he takes. Well, obviously he's into medicine and health and stuff, so he takes good care of himself. Still got a really sharp mind. So good. Good for him. Meanwhile, and Mrs. Dr. Birx, what did she say this week? She had somebody asked her in an interview what her relationship with Trump was like. And she said, in public, where I'm very respectful, and in private, it was a kind of a blank left there. What do we do? Assume for that they argued about stuff, probably. And
you know what? The bottom line is she didn't leave. She's still there. She's still doing the job.
Yeah.
So she doesn't disagree with him so much that she's going to beat feet.
Right. Beat feet. I like that expression, Richie.
But the media wants you to think that she's kind of being chained down in a basement and forced to do her job.
Right. Yeah. Well,
yeah, they both stayed. I was that representation. You know, people don't realize that doctors are always going to give you their point of view from the doctor's perspective. But you need someone that we elect to office to actually take into account the economy, the science, the doctor's rules. It needs to be a blend. It can't just be one thing or another. It just doesn't work that way.
Correctamundo. All right, I'd like to tie 7, 6, and 5 together. 7 and 6 especially, because 7 on the list from Talkers Magazine focuses on the hacksters from Russia. Number 6 focuses on our relationship with China, now that we know they've been spying on Americans using the phone networks they set up out of Cuba. And if you don't think these people are our enemy, I don't know what's the matter. You got rocks in your head. And I don't say that with any reservation whatsoever. Anybody who supports China, who thinks that we need to do business with China, thinks that they're going to help us, thinks that it's okay, you are not a good American.
Even a step further than that. Anybody who thinks that they are actively harming us and waging digital and spying on us, warfare.
It's warfare.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And they're talking about...
They are absolutely at war with us.
They want to be the chief. They think between 2025 and 2028, they will rule the world. That's what they want.
Well, here's the thing that somebody said, an expert on one of our shows said, that really kind of woke me up to this. We think in 4 and 8 year lengths, right?
Right, yeah.
They think in 100 years.
That's right.
They don't
long
care
game.
About next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're playing the long game.
Yep.
And they are thinking 30 to 50 years from now, we are falling apart and they are ruling the world.
And
that's
by the way,
goal.
They're already in, though. This is not new. So, 2025 is going to be like the first marker of Chinese success. We'll know in a while if they're starting to eat at lunch. We can already see it. And
well,
the thing is,
we've paved the way and paid for it. We have.
Well, and then we voted for a guy who's soft on China. I'm sorry. I know that,
Why do you keep saying you're sorry? You're not
because
sorry at all.
I know what you're going to say. I'm not sorry at all. I'm sorry that you think that this is coming from a perspective of being a
Well,
supporter.
I don't care.
But
the
fact
the
that
Biden
all of
thing
these,
doesn't,
here's the thing.
I don't care.
It should bother you because the Hunter tax investigation, the investigation with his son, he shares the family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels.
So the reason I don't care, Jennifer, is because it isn't going to change the results of the election. Maybe it should have earlier on, but they buried it so you saw what happened. So...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Censored from American voters before the 2020 election, the Hunter Biden laptop is revealing many things about the Biden family's close ties to the Chinese Communist government. The laptop was obtained from a Delaware computer repair shop after the $80 repair bill was never paid and it became forfeited. Californians have launched an effort to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom because of his bad decisions with leadership. The drive is now gaining steam because some Democrats are lining up behind it. Politico is reporting. A Colombian woman shockingly beheaded an owl on social media over the summer has been killed in a drive-by shooting. The Daily Mail is reporting 21-year-old Mylidis Aldana was killed Sunday afternoon by a gunman on a motorcycle in the town of Corizal in Sucre State. Thursday Night Football was an AFC West showdown. The visiting Los Angeles Chargers beat the Las Vegas Raiders in overtime 30-27. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thursday Night Football was played in the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. The visiting Los Angeles Chargers beat the Raiders in overtime 30-27. Scoring the winning touchdown, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert started the year as the MVP in the Oregon Ducks Rose Bowl win. After the game, he tells Fox Sports the secrets of his success.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed, and I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates, and they've done such a great job of battling this year, and really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers are out of playoff contention. The Las Vegas Raiders' playoff hopes look like a bridge too far as their record drops to 7-7. Russian violations have led to harsh penalties on Russian Olympians that will eliminate their flag and anthem at the next Olympics. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Russian athletes will not be able to use their country's flag or anthem at the next two Olympic Games or any world championships. The Court of Arbitration for Sport issued the ban Thursday that comes following revelations of Russia's state-sponsored doping program. The CAS came short of outright banning Russian athletes from all international competitions, instead allowing them to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing if they had not been implicated in the doping scandal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 were postponed for the first time in their history. The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will now be held on July 23, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television and these stories listed every week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria is on vacation this week, so we're overviewing as we normally do what people are talking about according to the research. And number five is a focus on Facebook and Google to an extent, the antitrust lawsuit. There are most of the big tech companies are involved in this. Facebook is the biggest, Google is second. Can you imagine, we talk about personal wealth, and I think that has something to do with all of this, because these guys that run these companies, even though they're public companies, they run them like they were their own fiefdoms. And they, they kind of are, in a manner of speaking. When we think about Facebook, we identify with Zuckerberg, right? When we think about Google, you think of those two little twerps that came up with the idea. I remember their names, but why do you think they are? They're a couple of little worms. And look what they've done. They've controlled the fact that California, Jennifer, signed on to this lawsuit against Google is really, I'm not sure people understand the real consequence of that, given the fact that Google is headquartered in California And California is a Democratic state, and all the other states, well, 13 or 14 Republican states went after Google. I don't know why this is a political thing, frankly. This should be something that everybody, no matter what your suit is, no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever, you look at these guys, they're out of control.
Yeah, it's a monopoly, and that's what the lawsuit is asserting, is that they're a monopoly and that they're kind of at the heart of the consumer tech business. I believe that Google is a monopoly, and I'm supportive of the lawsuit. What disturbs me more, though, is just that one company essentially becomes the arbiter of everything that we see, that we hear, that we read. It is so hard. You know, truth has really disappeared, and it's disappeared because of a big buy in the mainstream news media and because of the bias with big tech. And so you have Twitter and Facebook and all of these social media companies that are supposed to be free speech platforms really limiting what speech is actually free. And then you have Google. People say, okay, well, I'm going to try to educate myself. And you go to Google and you try to search something, and you're only going to get the results put back to you that Google wants
that they want you to have, exactly.
Right. So it's really, I mean, it is really scary. And I do think we need to challenge this, because the construct of this problem is new, because it is new technology and it's emerging. And if we don't fix this problem now, I really fear, and I don't like fear-based thinking, but when I look around and see that truth no longer exists and it's only being perpetuated by these places, we've got a really big problem.
Well, and Jennifer, you know what? This is not to point figures at you or other people that have your persuasion on the radio, or Richie, actually, because, you know, there's more conservative focus on the radio than there is anyplace else. And certainly in talk radio, the conservatives rule the roost. So with some people, they think that you're being a hypocrite because you're pointing out the fact that the liberals are in charge when it comes to things like Facebook or the news media. And then over here on the right, the talk radio stations, hundreds of them in the country that are programmed with the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and
you're conflating and a lot of things. People, unless it's a news talk station, if you listen to conservative talk radio,
I'm just telling you what people say.
Well, let me
I'm
just
using
give
it
my
as
answer
counter.
To that. So here's the thing: the answer is that when you listen to conservative talk radio, you hear an opinion. You go there for news and opinion.
But people don't think that. They think that that's
here's
the news and that's what's actually going on.
What's more
they'd rather hear.
Here's way more dangerous.
Richie, they absolutely do.
Or Jennifer thinks it's the news.
Yeah, if you listen to Mark Levin spew his baloney every night, you think that's what you want to hear.
But look at this.
He's full of baloney.
On Fox News, on MSNBC, on CNN, I don't take issue. As much as I don't like Don Lemon,
they're full of baloney too.
I don't take issue with him because he's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Rachel Maddow. She's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Sean Hannity. She's giving an opinion.
But people are not, unfortunately, people are not smart enough. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
We're
trying to figure it out. It's not just opinion. What'd you say, Richie?
We do lots of surveys with listeners with our stations. Uh-huh. And none of them are coming here thinking, oh, I'm just getting straight news. Wow, this is interesting.
No.
They all come to these personalities for a reason.
They're entertaining.
The news, and they want to be entertained, but they also want to be informed, and they want to know what to think about what's going on. So they come to you, Jennifer, Hannity, Dana Loesch, because they want to know, listen, this is going on, and I'm not quite sure what to think. I need somebody to help me kind of work through this. And so they listen to a couple of things on the right, on the left, whatever, and they form their own opinion. And that's the great – talk radio is like the town hall where everybody has the conversations to figure out what they're doing. But here's the difference. Social media is the town hall, and it's being controlled.
Yeah.
You are being fed, like in talk radio, this radio
but
show.
But then we use
I
that.
I cannot tell listener Y something different than listener X. They're all hearing the same information. But on Facebook, listener Y and listener X are being fed two different feeds.
But the guys the women who are doing these talk radio programs are getting some of their information by watching or looking at Facebook or Google
Google.
Every day, Jennifer, we look up stuff on the various. I happen to use Yahoo and some of the other ones. I don't use Google, but they all kind of revert back to Google in a manner of speaking. So anyway, I think we're all saying the same thing in a different way. Go ahead.
It's our job to be able to filter through that.
People, what I think disturbs me most about right now, people always have disagreed about politics, right? There's never been a time when everybody's just patting each other on the back.
Oh, that's what it's about, yeah.
We all disagree on politics, but we used to have a baseline of truth. So there used to be a fact, and then Republicans might consume that one way, and Democrats might consume it another way, and someone in the middle might consume it another way. Now, because of the subversion of the mainstream news media and social media, there is no truth anymore. Truth has disappeared. Truth is no longer part of the conversation. It's just people's opinion. And that is what's dangerous, because there is no baseline. We can't all agree that the sky is blue, but maybe we disagree about why that is. It's just the fact is gone. The truth is gone. And it's gone on purpose, because that's what sows chaos, because no one knows what to believe, or they believe misinformation.
Mm-hmm. But nobody knows what to believe. What to believe. They think they know what to believe, but I'm not sure that they really do know what to believe. All right, number four on the countdown, the runoff elections, and what your theory is, Jennifer, about the fact that this the bill that's being passed, the stimulus bill, is all about the Georgia runoff elections, so that either side can brag and use that during the campaign, the final couple of weeks of the campaign, right? Am I encapsulating it pretty well?
Nancy Pelosi had the opportunity to pass this bill before the election. She had the opportunity to have $2 trillion, but she wouldn't come to the table. Now it's a much smaller bill, and you can't tell me that the reason we're even having this conversation is not because suddenly there's a desire to help people in need. It's because they want to rally around who can brag about it for Georgia. Georgia's coming up on January 5th, and people are wondering, what have you done for me lately, Congress? And the answer is not much.
Well, that's for sure. And so maybe it isn't something that's going to help the circumstances with the Georgia runoff elections. All right. Now, moving into the next position, the denial, not the river in Egypt, that still seems to be part of the transition here. We'll talk about that. The other top two stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, as the Talk Radio Review, a weekly service of the DJV show, continues.
Small and mid-sized business owners today face two challenges with health insurance every year: rising costs and diminishing benefits. The new Exec Select Plan from San Katie Life Benefits can help you control costs while also providing excellent benefits. This unique plan offers designated employees 100% tax advantage reimbursement for all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by the primary plan. Exec Select provides businesses a cost-efficient way to boost recruitment incentives and compensation packages for key employees. To find out more, go to execselect.net.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer. It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs.
So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, we got a couple of more things to discuss here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week, the week before Christmas. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, the DJV take, if you will, on the stories, the election and the loss and the transition and Pence finally having, he's going to do the job. Trump's not going to. He can't swallow. He can't say the word. So Pence, what happens? Is it next week?
What are you talking about?
Trump is not really. He's still in the denial
because he's still got some fire, some irons in the fire. Pence is not going to declare victory. He just on January the 6th actually presides over Congress transmitting what came from the Electoral College. But there's going to be an argument on the floor. Mo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville on the Senate side, they're going to be arguing it out that the results coming from the swing states have been that they're problematic. And don't forget what we learned this week, and that is that the National Intelligence, the Department of National Intelligence, was supposed to submit a report on the 18th of December talking that the same that the elections were free and clear. They were not able to do that because there is a lot of bickering back and forth about Chinese interference. So
they're
ready
about that.
Not over yet.
All right, number two this week is the situation with the stimulus and how to get schools open, business open, that sort of thing, the economy. The fact that the IRS, Richie, has proposed as part of the stimulus package to up the taxes on small and medium-sized businesses. Can you imagine the stupidity wrapped around that?
You know what? Not to belittle the situation and the severity of the virus, but this is a power grab from the government from all angles, and the IRS is just trying to get theirs. Because they're all suffering monetarily because we're not making any money.
Well, they should be cutting budgets left and right to get rid of the billions and billions of dollars.
That loses them power.
Hello. So, welcome to the reality of 2020.
More money.
All right, number one this week is the continuing focus on the COVID, the steps being taken to prevent. California is the epicenter of the worst place to be in the country. Jennifer, boy, it's all about California, it seems. Every time you turn around, no matter what we're talking about.
That's because they're scaring people about saying that there's 0% capacity in the ICUs here. And the truth is that it's 0% in the county hospitals, not in the private hospitals and not in the Kaiser Permanentes. There's still plenty of capacity. And also the numbers are based on the ratio of doctors and nurses to patients, not on the number of beds. So we just need to take a deep breath.
The first vaccines were administered to doctors and their staffs this week. That's pretty interesting. All right, there it is, an overview from the DJVers of the top stories of the week. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Miles is here, our auto export. Export? Well, import. Cars do get exported and imported here into our country. Nick is an expert, perhaps the best in the country when it comes to understanding what's going on in the automobile business with people and their preferences, et cetera, et cetera. I was telling Nick off the air that I test drove it wasn't really a test drive. I bought a Ford Explorer this week for my company, for one of the partners that has to be bopping around. And because my friend owns a local Ford dealership, and Fords are pretty much, I mean, it's hard to go wrong with a Ford. It just is. And these Explorers have been well built for years. So anyway, I have been driving this week a new Ford Explorer, whatever the top of the line thing is. I forget what they call it. But it has a 4-cylinder turbo engine in it, Nick. Yes. And it has all kinds of we had a big snowstorm here this week. It was good in the snow. It had lots of pep. You know, it's kind of a light car, but it was, you know, it was 40. I don't know. We did a lease, and it was like, by the time we're done with everything, I decided it's 12,000 miles, and I got the protection package. It's like $390 a month, I think. Yeah. But that has everything. But it was, you know, it's quite a, for what it is, it's quite a good car, I thought.
I know why you like it so much. Do you know why you like it so much?
I don't know. Maybe because you're going to tell me it's a cousin of the Rover, or designed by the same guy that designed the Rover.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Ford used to own Land Rover, and during the design process of this current Ford Explorer, they used a lot of the stuff that they learned when they owned the Land Rover. So there's a lot of Land Rover, Range Rover parts, sort of ideas and parts in the vehicle. And it's very obvious to me because I can obviously pick those things up very quickly, but a lot of the things like their off-roading equipment is all very similar, and the way they laid everything out inside. The reason I like the Ford Explorer, by the way, is because the police use it, and they don't do a lot to it. So when you come up at speed behind somebody in one of those, they get very nervous, and it makes me giggle.
Really?
it's probably the bad reasons, but it is funny to see people jump because they think suddenly a police car's come up behind them, but it is quite funny.
Yeah, he's a Ford Explorer. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they have, and they've done such a good job in modifying the police cars that the bubblegum machines, we used to call them bubblegum lights, are built really close into the roof of the car, so you can't really see them unless they're on. And that's,
absolutely.
It's hard to tell what's behind you. All right, speaking of Ford, they have apologized for the delay in the Bronco. I thought you had your new Bronco. Don't you have your new Bronco?
I have the Sport, which is the baby Bronco. I have the little one. But the big Bronco is taking so long. And we've said this before, Doug. If you order one of those today, you're looking at least 2 years down the road until you receive it, by the way. So don't get too excited. But they have apologized. Carry on. Sorry.
All right. Well, no, I'm just curious as to what's what and who's who. You also, the new Chevy Corvette. I've forgotten kind of that they're still even making them. Does anybody buy a Corvette anymore, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, the last generation of Corvette, a year ago, they made they put the engine behind the driver. They moved the engine to a mid-engine, and actually it was probably the biggest stroke of genius they've had. They kind of hit the wall in the C7, the seventh generation of Corvette. They couldn't do much more with it. They kind of reached everywhere they could, so they went...
All I can think of when you tell me it's a mid-engine car is the old Corvair. I can't quite see a Corvair and a Corvette together, but maybe...
Doug, I know we keep telling each other this. We're like two old men that keep threatening to play checkers in the park. Well, the truth is we keep telling we'll go driving together one day in the summer in L.A. We absolutely have to take this car because this is one of those cars where, the Corvette, it's been the same for a million years. But this thing will blow your mind because they have actually done so many unimaginably incredible things with it. The new Corvette, putting the engine behind the driver has changed the vehicle immensely to be this unbelievable machine. It went from an American icon to a supercar status, and it's still an American icon. It's incredible. They've changed the 0 to 60 times. They've dropped it down a couple seconds. This thing is off the hook. And starting at $60,000, they just put it back on the map. It was like a vehicle that you'd written off maybe 5-10 years ago, and now it's back and back way better than ever you could have imagined. It's a great American car story. Great American car story.
All right, here's not a great American car story. Nissan is out with a concept car that will have you driving on your belly in 2050. The only problem is Nissan isn't likely to be around in 2050, are they?
No, but the other thing is you'd have to be under the age of probably 35 to be able to get on your belly. So there you go.
It's a young person's car. Good. Nick.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.